Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
For a hearty good morning and thank you to Bethany, who just DM slid.
Don't hurt yourself. You were really...
What? On the air guitar?
Wow.
I was air guitar and drums on that one.
Jeez.
Bethany is apparently listening right now on the Odyssey app while training for the Boston Marathon. Right.
What up, B?
So good luck on your run. Getting down to it. And people who do the marathon... I have never understood that you can physically do that to yourself, and to succeed in doing it is an extraordinary feat.
Unbelievable.
So good luck.
I couldn't even walk a marathon.
I mean, you have to be out running in this weather right. on a day like today if you're going to do the marathon in less than a month. So we will be bringing you the show once again, as we always do, from the Capitol Grill at the Finish Line on Boylston Street, where... Courtney will be warmly welcomed back on Marathon Monday.
I think I'm back.
I think so.
Yeah. I didn't get to see my favorite guy there, but...
Mm-hmm. I think all is forgiven.
Yes.
And that is good news.
Yeah. So
can't wait for that day.
Mm-hmm.
You're definitely going to make it terrible. Like, I know Wiggy, and Wiggy is going to ruin that day for me.
Uh-huh.
Why? You what mean, am I going to do?
Because you're going to make it so uncomfortable.
Uh-huh. He's going to make it awkward with Chris Scott.
Yeah, yeah. Listen, don't
and
be
I love
awkward.
Chris.
You don't have
I'm
to
not going
to
be awkward. I love Chris.
Yeah, you know what it is. Mm-hmm. They'll have bathrooms that work. Don't worry about it.
They always do.
Okay. Well, just a reminder that you can join Bethany and listen to the show on the Odyssey app. It's AUDACY. Just download it. You can listen to us from anywhere, whenever you want. And you can certainly stream this show at WEEI.com. You can ask your smart device to play 93.7 WEEI when you awaken and listen to this show that way. And thank you to all who do. This is Mike from Boston. Hello, Mike.
Good morning, squad. How are we doing?
What's up, Mike?
Listen, I've been listening to Curtis this morning, and it's really starting to piss me off. Wiggy, Courtney, keep preaching. Mm-hmm. Curtis, when you're talking football, great, but when we start talking basketball and Celtics, turn your microphone off.
Let's get
please.
To the point. What's wrong, Mike?
You're not seeing what's going on this Celtics team.
What's going on?
If you watch every single timeout, you've got Sam Cassell or Charles Lee. Joe, pulling different players over to the side. They're getting coached up this year like they've never been coached. Last year, they didn't have a staff. This year, they do, okay? And after every game, it's a different player stepping up. They're all cheering for each other. They're rallying around each other. Listen, mistakes this late in the season, bad games, it's okay as long as you learn from them. And I think that's what they're doing.
Mike, I appreciate the kind words, and I appreciate your call. I would just say that there's been one constant in the Celtics being front runners since Ime, Brad Stevens, Joe Mazzulla. They blow big leads in games they should win way too often for a team this talented. And Courtney and Wiggy may be right, and you might be right, Mike, that they've changed. They're much more of a team. They're much more supportive of one another. They have a better staff. I'm not saying you're wrong. We don't know yet. But to say that we know the team has changed, we don't know that until the playoffs are over.
But it's a different team. Like, getting rid of Marcus Smart made a huge difference.
I agree.
And Grant Williams.
Yeah.
But then why do the front runner issues still continue?
I guess I don't understand what you mean front runner issues. Like, it's happened twice this year. Once against the Cavs, right, and then this time against the Hawks. That's it, right?
Yeah.
When was the last time they were massive? Like, it's not like they were the Bruins blowing a 3-1 lead to the Panthers. Like, when they got to the NBA Finals, they didn't blow some massive lead to the Warriors.
Well, they did blow that. They had a lead with 3 minutes left in Game 5 to go up 3-1 at home.
Or they're not like the Bruins this year, where they're blowing leads, or they're a team that can't figure it out
and can't finish. Like, yeah, they're dominating teams.
The only way the narrative about this team changes is if they get to the NBA Finals this year.
But I don't think there's a narrative about this team.
It's already changed.
Yeah,
for you?
It changed for me. I think that they're a completely different team than what we saw last year. I thought that they were.
What if they get to the same spot and lose?
See, I agree with you on that one, Curtis. Like, the narrative won't change until they win a championship. Right.
Or even if they get to the NBA Finals and they lose in 6 or 7 to the Nuggets, like, I don't think people are going to go, they stink, Missoula's a moron.
No. I agree with you on the narrative won't change until this team wins a finals, or they show that they're competing, and like Curtis said, it just, they lose in a tough series. But I think this team has changed on what we've seen from other Celtics teams in the past, where I don't expect those things to occur in the postseason that I saw from this team the past couple of years.
Because you don't have guys that, and it really was Marcus Smart. You brought up Grant Williams, mm-hmm, yes, but really Marcus Smart, where they don't appear to want to be playing hero ball.
Right.
Like, you know, you added Kristaps Porzingis. That's a guy who bought in right away.
Right.
And is willing to get his baskets when he gets his baskets.
Bingo.
You have, from my perspective, like, the one argument going into the season was, you know, you lost, you gave up on Malcolm Brogdon. Like, how deep is your bench going to be? Like, this bench has been legit lately.
Yeah, and
with guys that you might not expect. I don't want to go to P. Pritch, mm-hmm, Shime, because I favor him too much. But
he's done well.
Do you live near him or something?
Sam Hauser.
He's another one.
Like, guys that show up when you need them to show up, that bodes well for the playoffs.
And it's just what began this conversation was the cut of Paul Pierce defending this team on Fox Sports yesterday. And from my perspective, could be wrong, KG, Paul, and Ray had this understanding that absent a championship, nothing else mattered. And I just don't feel that from Jalen and Jason. Mm-hmm. That could be because they're too young and they're not at that stage of their career. I get it.
But see, that's where we disagree. Like, you're the only one who feels that now. Maybe
That's not true. Tony from Rhode Island agrees with Curtis. Hey, Tony.
Hey, guys. How are you guys doing this morning?
What's up?
I'm definitely 100% on Curtis's side. Listen, for the past 5-6 years, you know, the main staple has been Tatum and Brown, and these guys should have been won a championship. For me, I'm not even excited about this season until I see them in the finals and actually finish what they start. They haven't been able to do that. They made it to the Eastern Conference Finals so many years in a row. They made it to the finals, and somehow, some way, Curtis is right. They always end up blowing it. I don't know what the issue is, but regardless of the coaching, regardless of how good they're doing this year, until they actually wrap up what they started, I'm not going to be happy. I'm not going to be comfortable. So I agree with Curtis.
Okay. Are you coming, by the way, to the Rhode Island Road Show?
I did not catch where it's going to be. And I do want to go to one of the road shows. I haven't been able to get there. So when are you guys going to be? And where are you guys going to be?
Full road show schedule is out. We announced it on the show last week. And the Rhode Island Road Show will be back at Whalers in South Kingstown, Rhode Island. What's the date of that, Courtney?
The date is May 3rd.
Okay, May 3rd. So, and come out the night before. We're going to do dinner at Matunic Oyster Bar,
mm-hmm,
arguably the best restaurant in the United States of America. And then we're going to go to the Ocean Mist and watch a playoff game. So May 3rd, mm-hmm, is the road show in Rhode Island. You could get all the road show details on the social media for this show. Instagram and the like. And follow us on Instagram. The Greg Hill Show, WEEI, is how you find us on the social media platforms. So look forward to seeing everybody in Rhode Island again. Arguably, one of the best road shows every single year is the Whalers Brewing Company road show. It's just a great spot. They do an unbelievable job with it. People are there waiting when we arrive at 5, except for Mike Milbury, who runs late. Mike Milbury on this show tomorrow at 8:20.
But you have to credit Rhode Island. That is where this was all birthed. Like, absent that incredible showing, out of nowhere, starting the night before at Matutic, which was like a religious experience for me, it was just, it's amazing. Like, I don't ever want to change it. Whalers is the best.
Right. We headed into that. That was the first road show. We had no idea what would happen.
Right.
And you incredible people, our radio soulmates, showed up in droves. And I can't wait till we get to roadshow season.
Y'all stood me up at Ocean's Mist after that, too.
Okay, one time. We didn't want to go out till midnight.
2 years
like
ago.
You go out till midnight every night.
Stood me up.
We came last year.
I wanted to go, Wiggy. Courtney said, I want to go back to the hotel.
Right. They stood me up, Curtis. It was the night of the draft. I was hanging with the people by myself.
Left the man on an island.
Yeah.
As soon as he started talking endlessly, a lot of those people left.
No, they were there. They were surrounding me. When I get to talking, I'm like Clef Rodala or Joel Osteen. People get to surround it and listen for the gospel. I'm going to change your life.
Wiggy is Joel Osteen.
Yeah. That's it, a preacher.
Yeah,
I just ain't got his bread, though.
I know, this is
Nino from East Boston. Hello, Nino.
Good morning, guys. I love your show.
Thank you.
I'm going to go with Chris Curtis on this one. Everybody got the same thing about the Celtics. I think the difference between the Celtics team from now and the Celtics team when Paul Pierce, Garnett, and Allen were here, they had a different fire. These two guys, they're great, but I just don't see the fire. They should be burying these teams when they're down, when they're up 30. I know exactly what Curtis is saying. Why do they have to lose these games? And it's an issue going down the road. That's all I really get to say.
Yeah,
and I want to give a heads up to Wiggy from East Boston.
They've only lost two games like that.
Shime's right. I know.
I understand that. I understand that. But, you know, what goes on can carry over.
Yeah. It could, unless you're that good. I mean, this team, I think, believes that they are that good. So in the regular season, if they let a team like the Hawks back into it, they're not worried about it because they know it's not going to happen in the playoffs, and they believe they're that good.
And they know right after the game, we kind of took our foot off the gas. We were lazy. The biggest thing, I think, what got our discussion going is simple. Is this Celtics team, do they have the same selfish traits that we've seen in the past, or is it a new team that looks like they're willing to put their egos to the side to ultimately do what's best for the team and win a championship? And that's what I think I've seen with this team. Now, I agree with Curtis, you have to prove it in the playoffs, but I don't think a lot of those issues that we saw in the past, those selfish issues, are going to rear their ugly head this year.
Don't forget, we were in New Hampshire for this. A texter on the Subaru of New England text line points it out.
Mm-hmm.
We were at a pregame for the snow show in New Hampshire. What was the name of that place? Great spot.
It was so good.
The Woodstock.
Yes.
Tavern. Woodstock Inn. They lost to the Lakers, and the Lakers did not have LeBron, and they didn't have AD. So there have been losses this season where you're looking at them with a weird look on your face saying, why are they not winning this basketball
game? But to defend the Celtics, LeBron not on the Lakers has been pretty good. They just beat the Bucks in double overtime last night without
Anthony
LeBron.
Davis was nuts.
So, I mean, and it was the Woodstock Inn Brewery.
Yeah.
But last year, by what, 40, 50?
Yeah, they've been amazing. Yeah. Wiggy, but I would say this. Remember last year when, was it game 7 that Tatum went off against the Sixers?
Yes.
So they win.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy.
Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
In the second round of the playoffs, mm-hmm. and Tatum has this awesome game in a must-win, obvious Game 7. And I said, and many of us said, they've arrived. This was the game. This is Game 6 of the Bucks the year before. They're back. And then they went down 3-0 against the Heat, and we forgot about it immediately. So if this, all the goodwill they've built up this year, rightfully so, because it seems like they get along. Wiggy, you were spot on about Marcus Smart. That's all been a plus. If they don't get to the finals, none of it matters.
Oh, and I completely agree with you on that. Like, this team, if they don't win the championship, it'll be a major disappointment, unless it's just one of those series where you look at it and go, here's where they made a mistake here. Are they like? But my whole thing with this team is that my expectations are they're winning the championship this year. They're that good. They're better than every team. They're a selfless team, so none of the hero ball is something we have to worry about. I think Mazzulla's doing a good job as coach. Jason Tatum knows when to, okay, I have to insert myself and maybe potentially take over late in the game. Uh-huh. And that's why my expectations are championship or bust.
This is Joe, real quick, because we got to take a break. Joe, what's up?
Curtis, you're right, buddy. You're 100%. I'm on your side, buddy. It's true. Some of these leads, how they're blowing, some of these losses, it's head-scratching. You're 100%.
Yeah.
Correct, buddy.
Smart guy.
Again, it's twice that they've blown a significant lead. It's the Hawks and the Cavaliers.
It's okay. I don't think Wick's up yet.
Okay. All right. We got to get to the news.
Mm-hmm.
So news coming up next. I said at the start of the show today, I would hate to lose Shime when it comes to this program, but the wiener connoisseur job when it comes to Major League Baseball is in your wheelhouse. I mean, there probably has never been anybody who is more fit to be a wiener connoisseur than you.
I am the glizzy god.
We will get to that news and the rest of the news next.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.